It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. It's a wonderful opportunity to come to hear the Word of God and to study it. We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 6. We're going to read from verse 9 down through the end of the chapter, verse 17. So while you're looking that up, chapter 6, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 through 17. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to phone us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's Parkview Bible Church, parkviewbiblechurch.org, and we'll find many studies of the Scripture. Our Constitution, the Plan of Salvation, will be found there. Please visit that site. And if you'd like to email me, it's Parkview Bible, just parkviewbible@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Revelation chapter 6, beginning to read with the 9th verse. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of the heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The kings of the earth, and great men, and rich men, and chief captains, and mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and to the rocks, Fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you today for this precious word that you've given us. Oh, this most terrible, horrible time that'll be upon this earth. Please, dear Lord, today show us that no one needs to face that time. There is a choice. There is a decision. And to come by faith to you and believe that you have died on the cross for their sins, and that you have risen again on the third day, and that you're at the right hand of the Father right now, Father. Just believe in your Son, the Lord Jesus, Father, and they'll be saved. That's all they need to do. Jesus died for our sins. Please believe. And it is a time, Father, we know needs to not only just say, yes, I believe, because that seems to stop with the head. When the Holy Spirit convicts our heart, that's when we call upon you, yes, I believe, and that's when you're truly saved. And so please know that day. Father, help folks to know that day that we're saved, because that's a day you'll never forget. And if you don't have an experience that day, Father, we know that salvation isn't theirs. So please, please, Father, help today as we look through this time and this scripture verses. Bring folks to salvation. And those that are saved, stir their hearts that they go and tell your precious plan, the sweet gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Guide and lead us now, dear Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have gotten to the fifth seal, The first seal is the white horse, the bow and the crown. The second seal is the red horse. It's going to take peace. The first one is kind of a fake and phony peace. The second one takes that away. The black horse is famine. The pale horse is the sword, famine, pestilence, and the beast. And so what one doesn't get, the next one will, all the way down the time. And so what a horrible time to be. The fourth part is down in verse 8. The power was given unto them over a fourth part of the earth, a fourth to kill. So a fourth of the population will die, will kill with a sword, with hunger, with death, and with beast. And so please, again, we don't need to see this time. And now we get to something that is a little different here and a very sad statement. And that is, they opened the fifth seal here in verse 9, and I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Does this give you any idea of the wickedness of this earth? You see, in Matthew chapter 5, the 13th verse, it tells us that we are the salt of the earth. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says we're the light of the world. The world is operated right now by the devil himself. And the devil, we know, is nothing but darkness. And so when light comes in, the devil doesn't like it. You know, there's a lot of animals, a lot of varmints that, boy, just as soon as it gets light or as soon as they see light, why, they scurry off because they don't want to have anything to do with that light, whether it's a flashlight or whether it's the sun coming up. They're function at night. Well, that's just exactly the world. That's a good example of the world because it functions in darkness. The presence of God, even though God has created the world, he has given man a choice of to serve him or not. Man has chose to serve the devil. There is, if you know Jesus, there is another God to serve and the only true God, and that's Jehovah, the God of my Bible. He can save you. He can keep you. He is the creator of the world. If you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then you are serving a God, but it is with a small g. And the old devil don't like that. But it's with a small g because that's all he is. But he, by trickery and lies and having the appearance of light and yet still totally darkness, he deceives multitudes of people. And he has done that all ever since the time when he deceived Eve when she ate of the forbidden fruit. She believed the lie. They've been people through the centuries have believed that same lie. So as we find those that are slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Once again, Matthew 5:13, salt of the earth. Matthew 5:14, light of the world. Two things that go against the devil and his crowd. The presence of the church preserves this earth. You know, today we hear over and over again, you can't read scripture. You can't pray at graduations. The presence of God by government, by an ungodly government, is driving God out. Well, by driving God out, and he only stays, he only comes into your heart when he's invited. And there is a point when he says, enough is enough. And that time has already been set because God knows the future. A time has already been set when this judgment that we're talking about here will take place. That time has been set. But right now, the church is here. Now, the church is not this building that I'm in. It's not our church. It is the church. It's every born-again believer. So wherever in the world you are, whatever church that you're in, or if you're in an area where there is no church, you are still a member of the church because you are born again, like we talked about at the beginning. Because of the presence of the church, it's holding, it's bringing blessings to this earth. But the more that man rejects it, the more of God's hand of judgment comes. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is follow him. And yet we see over and over and over again, as man, through the judicial system, through government, is banning anything connected with the creator of this world. And there's a point in time when God says, enough. And that again has been set. Because of the presence of the church here upon earth right now, preserving, holding on to what's good, judgment, this terrible judgment of Almighty God, is being held back. The church is preventing this civilization from completely going under, completely rotting away. The church is doing that. The very church that's being condemned and criticized, the very Word of God that seeks and saves those that are lost, that's being tossed out and thrown out, that's what's giving you your blessings. Boy, man is ignorant, isn't he? When God's time is set, and it is set, when that comes to its fullness, God's patience, his grace, it's over. And he removes the church, the salt and the light. It's removed, it's taken out. That's called the rapture. Now that's a time, because of the constant rejection that especially we are receiving now in this free land that we live in, and we question how long it'll be free, and the more that we reject God, the more bondage we're going to be in. Every time you reject God, you lose freedom. And so there's going to be a day that we're leaving, the church is leaving, the salt that preserves, the light that shines, will be gone. And that's going to take place. It's a time that's called the rapture of the church. Will be taken out. The salt and the light will leave. The Holy Spirit, which gives the church, gives individuals, because the Holy Spirit lives within the heart of every individual that believes, that's born again. The Holy Spirit gives the church this light, this saltiness. It also is leaving in its presence as it is today. The church, individuals, is the home of the Spirit here upon earth. He comes to live within us. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Born again. Ye must be born again. If you're born again, you're a child of God, you're a member of the church, the Holy Spirit lives within your heart. But after the rapture of the church, yes, there'll be people be saved, but how will they be saved? You know, before the church age, before Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit come to live within us, I hope that you're familiar with the Word of God. Before that time, that we call that the church age, before that time, the Holy Spirit would come and go. It would be up on people, not in the people, not coming in our hearts like we have now. We are living in the most blessed time that we could ever live because no matter how horrible things on the outside get, the Holy Spirit lives within our heart. But before the church age, the Old Testament age, the Old Testament time, the Holy Spirit would come and go as necessary, still convicting the hearts for salvation, but in a different way and no longer in the indwelling. And that'll be the same way during the tribulation period. During the tribulation period. And so as we look at these folks that will be saved, during the tribulation, the Spirit of God convicts the heart, comes down upon them, will empower them. We're going to get to a time there are going to be 144,000 preachers of the Word of God that will speak the truth. But what's going to happen here to the first believers, those that do get saved after the church is raptured and the tribulation begins, those two events are simultaneously. One happens immediately after the other. So we first have the rapture of the church, the Holy Spirit leaves, and that is when the old devil is just going to think he has full reign. Folks during that time will face a very, very serious persecution. They will be butchered, and it says here, slain for the word of God, for the testimony which they held. When the word of God is truthfully given out, it will bring the worst persecution the world's ever seen. You see, the world hates the Word of God, the truth. Why? It gives you peace. It gives you strength. It gives you an eternal home in heaven. But the lies of the devil that comes, people believe, instead of the truth, the Word of God. The world hates the Word of God, the truthfulness and the Word of God. So does the devil. Both hate it. When the first believers, these first preachers, deliver their message, there are going to be very few that will listen. When we are told during that time, there will be a very strong delusion. And a delusion is that they'd rather believe a lie any day. And boy, doesn't that seem like today. Doesn't that seem like today? I don't care. The churches today, many, many churches, have stopped preaching the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. They have believed a lie that all are saved. It's a universal salvation. Many have believed a lie that you can work your way to heaven. You don't need the grace of God. Well, you do need the grace of God. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved. These folks that are saved during this time will be led by the Antichrist. And that Antichrist is the ultimate of liars. And these folks that believe this lie will all be damned to hell because they believe not the truth. Condemned to hell because they will not believe the truth. As is today. If you don't believe the truth, that you set that judgment. Condemned already, the scripture says. because you have not believed. The scripture tells us, had pleasure in unrighteousness, followed the things of the devil, followed the things of the world, chose not the things of God. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, I'm sorry. 2 Thessalonians. We have 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. So we find 2. I'm bound and determined to take you to 1 Thessalonians, and we're not going to find the wonderful scripture verse we're looking for. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together unto him, that ye are not so shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by the letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming in is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You see, until he be taken out of the way, back in verse 7. Until he be taken out of the way. What is happening in this scripture verse? Again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I just read 1 through 12. Gives you a good sign, a good picture of what's taking place. What we need to see, what we need to know here is, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. You know, as we look here at the removal of the church and then the removal of the devil, and if we look in these scripture verses, as in back in Revelation chapter 6, and we see there will be bitter, severe persecution. Many will be martyred for their testimony. You see, not only does the Lord Jesus remove us with the rapture, but also the devil attempts with all his strength and power to remove born-again believers during this tribulation period. It happens today. I mean, look at what's going on today in removing the Word. The devil despises the Word. It just takes a handful, and we as the body of the church are silent. We need to stand up for the Word of God, get the Word of God out, no matter what it means or what level of persecution we might face. We need to take the Word out, because the devil is trying to take the believer out of the picture by suppressing the word, by killing the believer, all these things will just continue to grow in their fullness till the end. Many of these will be martyred for their testimony, as the scripture says. This earth will be literally as close as it will ever be, hell on earth, after the rapture. It's going to be as close as it can be to hell on earth. Scripture says the testimony that they held, We live now in an age of grace. This age of grace that we live in, we proclaim or testify to that grace, and that saves us. That saves you. Now, I'm not being saved in the manner of for my salvation by testifying. I am testifying because I want you to be saved. I want you to come to know the Lord Jesus. This grace, this salvation, is a gift of God. These people, the tribulation saints, will testify to the coming kingdom. And that devil doesn't like to hear it. Preaching the gospel, follow the Lord Jesus. They will preach that Jesus Christ is coming to set up a literal kingdom on earth. That will be their testimony. That will be their preaching. Come, be a part of that kingdom that's going to be set up here on earth. Now that testimony will bring great resistance, because that old devil, the Antichrist, he'll anger him, and those that follow after him, they'll be so mad. And look at today. Look at today, the very presence of God, the very opportunity of speaking the Word of God angers people so much. What do you mean by setting up another kingdom with another ruler? That's what the Antichrist says. That's not going to happen. Never will that happen. That's what the Antichrist says. That's what the devil proclaims. Tell of Christ sitting on his throne, ruling and reigning. That's what they did. And his followers, Christ's followers, ruling and rejoicing with him. That's coming. And that's what they were preaching. That old devil and his followers will have such a hatred and do today, have such a hatred, an anger, that will just it'll just drive them literally crazy with fury and with anger, to where nothing will stop until they are murdered. They're murdered. And under this altar, in this fifth seal, we didn't get but just the first verse. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Do you see that? And for the testimony that they held. Because they preached the kingdom come. God's kingdom will come. Come, join us. Join this kingdom. They were murdered and altered. Now, under the altar of burnt offering, it's made of brass. It's first as you come into the courtyard of the tabernacle, if you're familiar with that beautiful picture. Brass in the Word of God always stands for judgment. John saw under the altar the souls slain, and John heard their cry. And their cry was, how long will it be before you bring judgment? God, how long? You see, man isn't as patient as God. God is so patient. God is allowing you to be saved today. Please, that you turn to him and call on him for salvation. Please, my dear friend, trust in Jesus today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?